Cambridge 105 Radio.
Ben Huerdine, and you're listening to Cambridge 105 Radio. This is my weekly music show where I just play things I've been listening to and find interesting. That was Liam Kazar with Shoes Too Tight, and I've got a special announcement. This is the 1 year anniversary of since this show began, and I know you can't hold your excitement, but we're going to play a song. Moving on from that whatever that was, His Laughing Man by Harry Nilsson.
The laughing man with the laughing plan. He's got a laughing place and a laughing face. If trouble tries to trouble in, he tries to sneak its rattle in. The laughing man begins to grin and trouble runs away. And when the devil tries to creep into his dreams and tries to steep the laughing man of dreams away, the slack will finally. But the laughing man uses his laughing plan. He's got a laugh. Draw yourself a nice and cozy bath, then look in the mirror and laugh, laugh, laugh. He is the laughing man with the laughing plan. He's got a laughing play and a
That was Laughing Man by Harry Nilsson, off his more or less last album that wasn't released posthumously. So that sort of 60s chamber pop, done a bit later than the 60s to be fair, but it's violin based. So here's Day in the Life, probably the best example of 60s chamber pop, done orchestrally by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
that doesn't set the tone for the one-year anniversary show, I don't know what does. That was, of course, Day in the Life, performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Yeah, I just love that. I think it really reveals how pretty the melody is and how playful and joyful the melody is compared to the quite dark lyrics. So now I'm going to play a song called There Won't Be Many Coming Home by Roy Orbison.
Listen, all you people, try and understand. You may be a soldier, woman, child, or man, but there won't be many coming home. No, there won't be many coming home. Oh, there won't be many, maybe 10 out of 20, but there won't be many coming home. Now the old folks will remember on that dark and dismal day how their hearts were choked with pride as their children marched away. Now the glory is all gone, they are left alone, and there won't be many. Soldier coming at you through the haze. He may be the younger brother who ran away. And before you kill another, listen to what I say.
Roy Orbison, There Won't Be Many Coming Home, nice and cheery. I want to say there's a lot of dynamic tracks today, which makes it quite hard to mix for me. So now I'm going to play a song called Nature of the Clown by Adam Green. It's from a very strange movie of his. Adam Green is a New York-based, they call him anti-folk, the sort of music he does, but he's just an interesting songwriter. And he made a movie version of Aladdin. That's very strange and drug-influenced, I feel. But anyway, here's a song from that movie called Nature of the Clown by Adam Green.
People say I'm the nature of the clown. They say can't hold anything down. If it's true, will you help me cheat on you? If it's true, will you help me cheat on you? What I know on your secrecy depends. Treating every girl as my girlfriend. When I do, is it healthy? Being through, if we do, will you help me cheat on you? Because my hope is a vision unruly, and people say I'm the nature of the clown. But not to kiss you. Unless you want me to, so want me to, whoa, whoa. There's a way you're afraid that I'm going to have a few. If I do, you should help me cheat on you. Because my hope is a vision unruly, and people say I'm the nature of the clown club.
Oh, Adam Green, Nature of the Clown, always brilliant. And his songs are quite short, and he talks about that sometimes, that where other songwriters would put in like an instrumental or repeat the chorus over and over again, he just says, oh, I'm not going to do that. And so they end up being like 2 minutes or so. Lately, I've been seeing the new Tetris series on Apple TV. Or is it a film? I don't really know. Anyway, there's a Tetris biopic, you know, the video game where you move little Tetrominos or blocks into sequence. It looks interesting. I don't know if it's going to be good or not. But anyway, here's a Tetris in an orchestral version, or a version with strings and instruments and that, by Angeli Dubois and La Piette. That was Tetris, an orchestral version from an album by Angélie Dubois and Le Piette. And I discovered that by Apple Music has released a new app, or Apple in general, that's sort of classical music based, and it makes it much easier to discover classical music because at the moment Apple Music is filled with AI created garbage. But that was really, it's a really good app and I recommend it. So now I'm going to play a band called, they're called Malibu Ken, and they're made up of ASAP Rocky and Tobacco, and this is a song called 1 plus 1 equals 11. I don't play enough rap on this show, but to be fair, I can't play songs with swears, but this one doesn't have any.
Scum of the earthly, I plug into the 1 plus 1 equals 13. Summer of love, sleep under a murder of crows. They sort of circle his lawn, poking at serpents and skulls, working a curious beak. He's seeking mercy on his virtuous bones. We see the same type of jury that votes. I know you're trying to find a little bit of math in your misfortune, missing with the supernatural. There has to be some order, there has to be some order. Hoarding rabbit's feet and wishbones, horseshoes over door frames, feng shui, fish bowls. Plant life dies when I bop through the glade. Docs lose hope, popes burst in a flames, I'm the worst. Crashed out crown made of black clouds. Troll face roll snake eyes from a glass house. Passionately witting in a sea of cursed funk. I'm a vacationing Brady with a tiki surfs up. If anybody out there show me a sign. Leaders of the free world blowing on dice. We load our bows, we close our eyes. My bed got two wrong sides and a yawning. Dream catcher full of me falling, it's haunting. No causality, back to bad juju. It's active irrationality, brash and a tad cuckoo at last. A little superstition, stupefied a horde. Treating reasonable norms like warriors to one horse. There is no amount of tormented courts that would counter the disturbance in the force. Singing doors, flip a quarter 10 times, count 10 times tails. The four leaves fail, lie from the slime trail. Where luck is a white whale, love is a work of fiction. Amity is a service sold outside his jurisdiction. Sheriff's mercy is a myth in all the worlds there ever were. It sent a curious insurgent to an early sepulcher, and that sucks. Foxhole crashed, my two lucky socks don't match. My Hanzo scratched. If anybody out there show me a sign. Leaders of the free world blowing on dice. We load our bows, we close our eyes. When you wish upon a barn star, deliver us from nyuk nyuk and hardy har har. Deliver shady lady luck from the dark arts. She turn a basic straight shooter to a card shark quick. I'm writing from the plight of the godless, where pagans swap piety for shinier objects and pretend to be a perfect pile of science and logic, though it hasn't got us any less divided and conquered. Look, the rock shock still knock on wood, no shame, still aim for the top of the food chain. My lucky sevens only ever make it up to 6. Every 3 tries, Satan kinda wins. Untied shoes, alive in a wild goose. The winner is unrelenting, the kindling is fireproof. Got a face for radio, break a mirror every morn. Turn 7 years into 7 more, it's yours. If anybody out there show me a sign. Leaders of the free world blowing on dice. We load our bows, we close our eyes.
That was Malibu Ken with 1 plus 1 equals 13. And this is the anniversary show. It's 1 year since this show started, my show in particular, not Cambridge 105 Radio, which you're listening to right now. And I just want to thank anyone who's listened or is listening now. Got to stop doing that silly voice. So here's a song from an old video game, but it's a really beautiful composition. It's from Near Gestalt. And the song's called The Wretched Automatons. Brilliant. That was The Wretched Automatons from the movie, not the movie, the game, Nier Gestalt. Yeah, and it's just a brilliant composition. I used to love that soundtrack, and it really got me into thinking about composing, because I compose a bit on my own. And this is Cambridge 105 Radio, and I was watching a documentary about the Wings album, Band on the Run, the other night. That was quite good. Anyway, it made me realise, it didn't make me realise, it. Well, in the documentary they said, Picasso's last words, a really good song that I like, a cool Paul McCartney waltz, was actually made because Dustin Hoffman was in the area that Paul McCartney was recording and suggested, well, you can make a song out of anything. Make a song out of this. And he looked at the paper and he said, this is Picasso's last words, drink to me, drink to my health. And right before Dustin Hoffman's little eyes, Paul McCartney wrote a brilliant song. And this is that song.
A grand old painter died last night. His paintings are bade us well and said good night to us all. Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore. Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore. Came without a warning, but I'll be waiting for you, baby. I'll be waiting for you there. So drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore. Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore.
Notre service d'aide touristique est à votre entière disposition. Vous savez, nous envoyons gratuitement une série de guides, une liste d'adresses très utile.
Les environs en français.
Picasso's Last Words by Paul McCartney and Wings. And it works as a sort of overture to the album, but it's the second to last track. I just find it fascinating. And he can just sort of, that point in his career, and arguably now, he can just sort of take any groove and make it so beautiful. So I mentioned earlier, I was talking about this new app, this sort of classical Apple Music app. If you Google it, you can figure out what it is. But I discovered a lovely cover, a band, you know, like an American football band, version of Surfer Girl. So I'm going to play that now. That was a Surfer Girl, the Beach Boys song, covered by a marching band. So there's that. I was recently talking to my friend about the movie Dark Star, which was John Carpenter's first film, and sort of led to the creation of the movie Alien and the series Alien. And it works as a sort of comedy version of Alien before Alien. Like, the alien in question in Dark Star is a little beach ball, and it's played as a comedy. Anyway, here's a song from that movie. It's called Benson, Arizona.
upside down, but I see only one. When I think I'm over you, I find I've just begun. The years move faster than the days, there's no warmth in the light. And how I miss those desert skies, your cool touch in the night. Benson, Arizona, blue warm wind through your hair. My body flies, the galley seas, my heart longs to be there. Benson, Arizona, the same stars in the sky, but they seem so much kinder when we watch them, you and I. Arizona, the same stars in the sky, but they seem so much kinder when we watch them, you and I. Now the years pull us apart, I'm young and now you're old, but you're still in my heart, and the memory won't grow cold. I dream of times and spaces I left far behind, where we spent our last few days, Benson's on my mind. Benson, Arizona, blue warm wind through your hair. My body flies the galaxies, my heart longs to be there. Benson, Arizona, the same stars in the sky, but they seem so much kinder when we watch them, you and I.
That was Benson, Arizona from the movie Dark Star. And that's just the perfect, like, longing song. It just fills your heart with something nostalgic that you might have never experienced. It's just lovely. Here's a bit of Yola Tango with You Can Have It All. Bum, 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 bum.
Thank you.
Yo La Tango, You Can Have It All, and we're reaching the end of the show, and just a couple more songs to go, and I thought I'd play a little George Gershwin, his Porgy and Bess, covering It Ain't Necessarily So. Porgy and Bess, It Ain't Necessarily So, a cover of a George Gershwin song. So it's been 1 year since I've done this show. I'm trying to think what the best song to end the 1 year anniversary show would be, and I'm going through now. What do you want? Do you want a bit of Lotta Lenya? I play her a lot. I think I'm going to end with a bit of XTC Dear God, because it always cheers me up, and it's only going to be a bit, but see you next week.
People that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to